Parshas Balak. I feel a little bit like we have to say over what the parasha is about before. The summer parashas we never get to learn. So Balak is the king of Moab, and he's nervous. He saw how strong Klal Yisrael is and how successful they were. And he's nervous that they're going to come and conquer his country. So he sent messengers to Bilam. Bilam was a sorcerer, magician, a Navi. He was a Navi, a prophet of the Umas Olam. And he sent messages to him a whole back and forth until he agreed to come to curse Klal Yisrael. And Bilam's curses are supposed to be very, very potent curses. And he came to curse Klal Yisrael. He set up Mizbeches and he brought Karbanis and he went to this side of the camp of Klal Yisrael, to this side. And each time he tried to open his mouth to say a bracha, to say a klala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced words of blessing, words of bracha out of his mouth. So the Chazal say that it was so painful for him, for those words of bracha to come out of his mouth, that he felt like his bones were breaking. That's extremely painful. He felt like the bones in his body were breaking, and just the words came out against his will. He wasn't a big friend of Klal Yisrael. I want to focus on one pasuk that he said, one bracha that he gave, and from there we'll be able to branch out and understand a little bit about what he was about and how he counteracted his kayach. Starts talking, Balak, get up and listen to what I have to say. In Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Aleph, he says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lehibit oven bi Yaakov. He doesn't see Aveira, he doesn't see sin by Yaakov. But Lehra Amal bi Yisrael, and he doesn't look at Amal means hard work, but in this context it also means Aveira, because it's like a tircha to Hashem. It's like, if we do Averis and Hashem's still keeping us alive, it's like an Amal for Hashem. It's hard work for Hashem to keep us alive despite the fact that we're not doing what we're supposed to do. So an Averis is called Amal. So Hashem doesn't look at Averis. Hashem Eloikov, Imai, Hashem, his God, is with him. Usruas Melech Boi. Srua is a lashon of Reus. You have to L'Reach HaKamoicha. Usruas Melech Boi, and the friendship of his king, the friendship of our king, is with him. The friendship of Hashem's king is with him. In other words, Hashem is friendly towards us. So what does it mean that Hashem doesn't look at our Averis? So the Pashup Shad is that Klal Yisrael didn't have Averis. Like if you look in the Targum says that Lahibit Oven B'Yakov means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not see any Avodah Zarah by Klal Yisrael. They weren't doing Avodah Zarah. And that was a schus for them. But Rashi brings a Medrash, and he says it's a Medrash Noeh. A nice medrash, a beautiful medrash. Lo yhibit HaKadosh Baruch Hu oven shebi Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see sin, but he doesn't look at the sin. He doesn't look at it. He's not hibit oven shebi Yaakov. Shekesh Shehein over and Aldevar. When Klal Yisrael is over Aldevar, Klal Yisrael does have Averis. Einay medaktik achareim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so picky with them. He's not so medaktik. Lihizbeinein ba'oinius shalahem. To think deeply into their Averis. Uba'amolan Shehein over and Aldasai. And into their sins when they're over on his halachas. So Lihibit Avim Yaakov is a Bilam is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't look so carefully. When you like someone very much and he does something bad, you try not to look so carefully. He doesn't look so carefully. This is a pella. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't la'ikach shaycha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take bribery. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran, someone who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care about things, it's a terrible thing. You're not supposed to say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could do an aver, Hashem doesn't care. That's many kilkulim in Klal Yisrael have happened, much destruction in Klal Yisrael has happened because of that attitude. It's alright, Hashem doesn't care so much. It's not our attitude. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about every single thing. So what's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the others? We do have others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look so carefully. What does that mean? An unbelievable Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara is repeated in three places in Shas. It's in Brachas, and Avodah Zarah, and Sanhedrin. I learned it in Brachas, so I'm going to read from there. The Gemara says like this: how do you know that if a person's angry, that's not the right time to try to appease them? Wait till they calm down a bit. The Gemara brings a raya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, when Moshe was pleading the case for for the Jews, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, wait a while until my anger passes, and then daven to me. My face of anger will go, and then I'll listen to you. He was teaching him Derech Eretz, if someone's angry, wait a few minutes and then go and apologize. Don't apologize while he's in the heat of his anger, because it doesn't work. It's important to wait a little bit and then to apologize. The Gemara is surprised. Does Hashem really have anger? Is there anger by Hashem? The Gemara says, yes, there is anger. As it says, there's a pasuk, it's a brisa, the brisa brings a pasuk. The kael zayin b'chol yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. How long does he get angry? He gets angry for a rega. He gets angry for one moment. How long is a rega? So there's different neschais here in the Gemara, there's different midrashim, tosef, the Gemara bring different amount. The amount mentioned here is 158,888th of an hour. A small fraction of an hour. How much it comes out to? I don't know. 58th. I don't even know how to say it.
1/18th of a minute.
That's what comes out to? 1/18th of a second.
1/18th of a second.
Some are gairus a little bit bigger than that. There's all different nuschayas, and all the mafarshim bring a Rabbeinu Tam. There's Rabbeinu Tam somewhere in the Sefer Ayasha that he makes an exact cheshbon, dividing the day into 24 hours, and then each hour he makes an exact cheshbon.
What's the show?
Well, what's the show? That's the problem. But it's whatever it is. Like the Shabbat gets angry for a split second, of the day. Sakti Gemara, this is incredible. The Gemara says there's no one in the world, there's not a Bria, there's not a creation in the world that knows when that second is, except Bilam. Bilam knew when that second was. As the Pasuk says, Yodea Das Elyon. He knows the Das of Hashem. He was able to figure out, with whatever means he had, he was able to figure out that minute that Hashem is angry, and boom, he would hone in right then. He would terse right then. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an amazing thing. So the Gemara brings Pesukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Omar lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, De'u kama tzedaka isasisi imachem. You should know how good I've been to you. Shalai ka'asti bimei Bilam harasha. That all the days that Bilam was trying to curse Klal Yisrael, I didn't get angry those days. There's a rule that I get angry every day, and those days I didn't get angry. She'il malei ka'asti, because if I would have gotten angry, there will be nothing left of Klal Yisrael. So I knew that Bilam's power of Klal was so strong that if I would do my regular daily anger, Klal Yisrael would be destroyed. I didn't get angry those days, and that's how Klal Yisrael kept surviving. And that's what Bilam said in the psukim before, the one I quoted before. Ma ekoiv, how can I curse? Like kavoy kael, Hashem is not allowing me to curse. Ma ezoim, and how can I get Hashem angry? Lo yza'am Hashem, Hashem didn't get angry. Bilam was surprised, like I'm trying to find the time Hashem gets angry, he's not getting angry. Malami chakol oisam hayamim lo yza'am. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that it's a moment, his anger? Gemara brings a pasuk, it brings two pasukim. I'm going to mention one for now. Ki rega be'apai chayim be'rtzaynai. His anger is a moment, his desire is life. The ikar desire of Hashem is life, but there's one moment of anger. Now, we know, we've learned, and so you say we have to keep repeating, because it's a big misconception in the world, that the world thinks that the Gemara is divided up into two parts. There's the halacha part of the Gemara, and there's the agadah part of the Gemara, the midrashim. The stories in the Gemara. And the world thinks that we have to be very, very meticulous in understanding the halacha part of the Gemara. That's very, very important. And many svarim and halachas and paiskim and tshuvas and everything to figure out all the nuances of the halacha part of the Gemara. But the medrash, the agada part of the Gemara, that's like folk tales, it's legends, it's drush. And it's not true. The Sfarim, and even today the Sfarim written, when people comment very, very strongly to teach us that as much as when we're learning, you know, Cheskas Habata, and we have to be medactic in every single word that has to fit perfectly and make sense and have a Sfarim behind it, the Medrashes and Agada is exactly the same way. The only difference being that Agada is harder. Because since much of Agada depends on secrets of the Torah and things that we don't have shaifas to, it's a much harder job. it's much more distant from us. But the same meticulous attachment that we have to have towards Shemaitza, that we have to have towards Agada also, even though it's just not on the surface sometimes. Cheskes Habatim is very, very difficult, but the issues are on the surface. Agada is often difficult, the issues are not on the surface. So we have to sometimes dig a little bit till we find the issues. So I'm going to break down this Gemara into three questions. First of all, what does it mean that Hashem gets angry? Obviously, what does it mean Hashem gets angry? Anger is a terrible, terrible midah. The Gemara says that anger is one of the midahs that a person is supposed to try to abolish completely. All midahs, all bad midahs, it's brought in the Sfarim and the Rambam and so on, that there's a midah baininess for them. A little bit is okay. A little bit of, whatever different midahs there are is okay. Is healthy. A little bit of any midah is healthy. But a little bit of anger is not healthy. Anger has to be abolished completely. It's such a dangerous, destructive midah. If that's true, what does it mean Hashem gets angry every day? Why does he do that? And if he does get angry, so why is it only for a moment? What does it mean he gets angry, but just for a moment? So if the anger is a positive thing, why is it just for a moment? And if it's important that he get angry for a moment, so how was it that he didn't get angry on the days of Bilam? What force allowed it to be such that the regular running of the world changed? The answer really lies in the first pasuk in the Torah. Bereishis bara Elohim. In the beginning, Hashem created es haShemayim v'es haOretz. The Shemayim and the Oretz. Elohim is midas hadin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's midah of exactness, of strictness, of punishing. That's the word Elohim. We know Hashem, the Shem Havayah, is always the Shem of Racham, of compassion, of Chesed. So Rashi says, "V'loy Omar bara Hashem." It says bara Elohim. It doesn't say bara Hashem. Originally, Hashem wanted that this world should be run with midas adin. Exactness. Someone does a mitzvah, he gets immediate schar. Someone does an avera, he gets immediate punishment. In exactness. He saw that the world can't last that way. The world won't make it. It can't. Such an exactness, the world won't be able to function. V'hikta midas harachamim, so he brought in midas harachamim, v'shotfa l'midas hadin, and he attached it to the midas hadin. The midas harachamim is the midah of Hashem's compassion, the midah of Hashem's patience, of Hashem waiting for a person to do tshuva, not punishing right away. That's the midah of rachamim. And that's what it says later on. Later on when it talks about the creation of the world, it says, b'yoyim asayis Hashem Elohim. Later on it says Hashem Elohim, that's Rachamim and Din, created the world. In the beginning it just says Bara Elohim, because originally Hashem wanted that it should be just with Din. But he saw that the world can't be Niskayim, so he put in Rachamim. Obviously there's a lot of questions on this, but I just want to bring out one point. You see from here a tremendous Yisoy. You see that the purpose of the world is not Din. If the purpose of the world was din, and the world can't be miskayim that way, then you have to create a different kind of world. The purpose of the world must not be din. If the world can't be miskayim, so let me make the midas hadin smaller. Then obviously the point wasn't the din. I don't change the point for the side dish. I change the side things for the point. So if Hashem said, one second, the world is not going to be miskayim, so let me mitigate, let me make the midas hadin smaller. You see from there something about the Midas Adin. You see that the point was not the Midas Adin. The Midas Adin is a way to run the world, but it's not the point of the world. What is the point of the world? The point of the world is a pasuk in Tehillim, Olam Chesed Yibana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world for the purpose of kindness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be native. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that it should be good, that people should have Tov. People should have goodness. What that goodness is and how that created this world is very, very complex. But the facts are simple. The creation of the world was so that human beings and eventually Klal Yisrael should receive Tov. That's the reason. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring out that good was that there should be schar and oynish, there should be reward and punishment, and bechira and the ability to choose, and therefore to deserve our reward. That's the way that he chose to do it, but that's not the point. The point is that there should be chesed. Oilam chesed yibana. Therefore, the Svarim say that if you look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kayach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's meaning that Hashem sometimes brings punishment, Hashem sometimes brings difficulty, Hashem sometimes brings darkness, that's what's called a Kayach Sheni. It's a secondary force in the Bria. The real main force in the Bria is Hashem's kindness, because that's the reason the world was created. Punishment is a secondary force, L'mashal. If I want to throw a ball to Yehuda, if I want to throw a ball so I can throw the ball, and he can catch the ball, it's a direct throw. Or I can throw it against the wall, and it can bounce off the wall and then go to him. When I throw it directly to him, that's a kayach rishon. It's a direct kayach. It's a direct throw. When I bounce it off something else, I'm throwing it there, but that's not really what I want. I don't really want it to get there. I really want it to bounce off and go over there. I'm throwing it there so that it should eventually reach over there. So that's the point of, that's the difference between chesed and din. Chesed, that's Hashem's main needed, that's what he wants. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels like it's not going to work, or it's not, there's reasons why Hashem doesn't want to bring that chesed direct, so he uses midas ha-din, he uses a different midah, for the purpose of eventually reaching the same point, eventually coming back to the same point, that there should be chesed and toif. I'll give two dugmais of this, just on what's going on today. I don't want to get into the politics of it, but just these, you know, two issues of the time. Just a mashal. A person doesn't want to pay a lot for medical bills. He doesn't want to pay a lot. So what does he do? He gets health insurance. And what happens sometimes? The health insurance costs more than his medical bills would have been. So then there's no longer a point. The whole point is missing. The whole point of the health insurance is missing. But sometimes your refuah ends up destroying the whole point to begin with. Another mashal from today's times. And I mean, this is a historic thing, but it's also true today. The world needs government. We need government. The world needs government. But if government is left unchecked, so then the government will be too forceful, will take advantage, and will be a monarchy or whatever it is, the power of the government will be too strong. So therefore we put checks and balances into our government. But sometimes the checks and balances are so effective that it destroys the power of the government. That's a problem. We need government. That's what we need. I'm using the checks and balances to make the government usable. But if the checks and balances destroys the government, then the whole thing is not worth it. Sometimes you have, this comes up a lot, that I need A, I do B to assist A, then B destroys A. Health insurance, government, the same thing. Similar idea with chesed and din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there should be chesed. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses din so that there should be ultimate chesed. But if the din is going to destroy the world, then the chesed itself can't ever come into fruition, then the din has to be taken away. The din could only exist as long as it's helping the ultimate chesed. But if B ends up destroying A, then we have to remove B. I once heard B'Shem Ramayisha Shapiro, he once said this lush, I didn't understand it at the time. And years later, it was so interesting that I didn't forget it. And years later, I understood it much better according to this. He said, you know how the Kaya Chara, you know how evil is eventually going to be destroyed? He said the Yetzer Hara and evil in the world is going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it eats itself up and it's going to be destroyed. What does that mean? Why can't it just grow bigger and bigger and bigger? What does that mean? This is what it means. Sometimes evil, punishment, difficulty, tzaras could be so big that it's no longer a kayach sheni. It's no longer allowing that there should be ultimate chesed. It's no longer allowing that there should be ultimate toiv. That itself forces the evil to disappear. You're only there to serve the toiv. If you start taking the place of the toiv, then you have to leave. So the growth of evil is its destruction. Because when it becomes too strong, it inherently must be destroyed. Talk about Purim for a minute. In the middle of the end of June. The Sfasemis says this was Haman's mistake. Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael will be destroyed, then the recipients of the good of the world won't be there anymore. He says that's what assured the destruction of Haman. If Haman would have wanted to destroy almost the whole Klal Yisrael, then he possibly, theoretically, might have succeeded. But he wanted to destroy the whole Klal Yisrael. That destroys the purpose of the world. If it destroys the purpose of the world, then Haman has to be destroyed. And this is a merumah, there's a remnant of this in the Megillah, that the Megillah says that Haman came to Achashverosh by the Nile with Esther, and they pointed out to Achashverosh that that's the tree that Haman put there to hang Mordechai on. It says, "Vayomer Hamelech Teluhu Olo." The king said, "Hang him on it." There's a lot of meaning. The king means Hashem, we know in the Megillah. Hang him on the same tree that he wanted to hang Mordechai. In other words, his threat to the Jewish nation, that's what hangs him. That's the power that hangs him. And that's why in the Megillah we have this common theme of v'nahapoichu, that it gets switched around. It's not just that the bad is gone and now there's good, but the actual bad gets switched to good. Because the fact that you wanted to stop Klal Yisrael from existing, that's what assures that you stop existing. That's Haman. Bilam, the Svarim say, Bilam is related to Amalek also. The Mekubalim talk about it, that there's connections between Bilam and Amalek. If you look in Parshas Balak, you'll see that Bilam discusses Amalek. The Pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitzei, when it's discussing Bilam, it also uses that lashon of v'nahapoich. It says, "Vayahapoich Hashem aleikecha lecha." Hashem switched over, Hashem turned over, es haklala lebracha, the curse to be a bracha. Hashem v'nahapoichu, he turned it around, that the curse became a bracha, ki ahevcha Hashem aleikecha, because Hashem loves you. This is the point. Hashem loves you. Hashem wants that you should have Tov. If the Klola will cause that you will not exist and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be able to give you Tov, that's Machriach that the Klola should not exist anymore, that the curse itself should not exist anymore. Bilam's eyes were too big. The ability that he had to destroy the whole Klal Yisrael, that was his destruction. That's what it means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I didn't get angry those days, because if I would have gotten angry, the entire Klal Yisrael would have been destroyed. The Midah of Kas, let me just step back for a minute. This that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, the Sfarim say, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses his temper. The anger of Hashem is Midas Hadin without Rachamim. That's the anger of Hashem. The Maral says it's Mefurish. Absolute Din. Absolute exactness, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted the world to be. And that's necessary in the Bria, that there be that moment of the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the world completely objectively. That's an important thing in the Bria. It's not anger. It's part of the din on the world. But Midas HaDin only exists so that it could eventually be a chesed, that could eventually be Taif. If Bilam is going to use the Midas HaDin to destroy Klal Yisrael and therefore to destroy the world, so then the din doesn't exist anymore. Then B has to be moved away because it's not allowing A to function the way it's supposed to. That's the pasuk that the Gemara brings. If you read the Gemara now, it's very, very beautiful reading. The Gemara says, how do you know that Hashem gets angry for a moment? Ki rega ve'apoy. Hashem's anger is a moment. Chayim v'rtzoinai. Hashem's desire is life. Hashem gets angry for just one moment. He looks at the world in this pure din for just one moment because the din is not the main goal over here. Chayim v'rtzoinai. Hashem wants that there should be life, that there should be goodness, that there should be schar. That's what Hashem wants. So therefore it's only rega ba'apoy. For the purpose of din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses that outlook of din for one moment. But Chayim v'rtzoinai. That's an amazing thing. The destruction of Bilam, the destruction of Bilam's klala, came because of the effectiveness of Bilam's klala. Because Bilam had the power to destroy Klal Yisrael, that made it that his klala couldn't come out. Because destroying Klal Yisrael would ruin the whole purpose of there being din. Don't take advantage of din to destroy the Olam Chesed Yibane, to destroy the whole purpose that the world was created. Din only exists to facilitate Olam Chesed Yibane. Taisus in Brachas asks, he says, if the anger of Hashem is just 1 second, One moment of anger. Hashem's anger is one moment. What could Bilam have said in that 1 second? What could you say in 1 second? You can't start making whole speeches. What could you say in 1 second? So Tanisha says that Bilam could have said, Kalein. 1 second. Kalein. Destroy them. In the second of Din, Bilam could say, destroy them. And since there is always some Kitra, there's always some Aveira, there's some, you know, when you go look at it without Rachamim at all, there's some Chisaron in human beings, so that would be enough to destroy Klal Yisrael. Kalein, destroy them. And Avodah Zarah, Taisa says the same thing, but he adds on something. We know that there's a Gemara that says, and if you read the blessings that Bilam said, you read the brachas of Bilam, you can understand from there what the klala, what he wanted to curse them. Every nice thing he said about them and every bracha that he gave them, just think about the opposite and you'll know what he wanted to say. So Taisha says, he said kalein, you'll find the word kalein in Parshas Balak. It says, Hashem Elokav Imai, Hashem his God is with him, Usruas Melech Boy, and the friendship of his king is with him, Melech Mem Lamed Chav, his Isaiah's Kalein, destroy them. Right there, by that word Melech, that's Kalein, destroy them. Now we understand. That pasuk we asked before, what does it mean that Hashem Baruch Hu doesn't look at so carefully at Hashem, at people's averus? Of course Hashem Baruch Hu looks. You're not allowed to say that Hashem Baruch Hu doesn't care about averus. No, that's the pasuk over there. Lo hibit oven biyakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't look at the Averis of Yaakov. V'loi ra'a amal b'Yisrael, and he doesn't see the Averis of Israel. Hashem Elokav Imoy, because Hashem, his God, is with him. U'sruas melech boy, and the friendship of his king is with him. That's the moment that Bilam wanted to say Kalein. That was the moment of absolute din. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have looked at Klal Yisrael's Averis at that moment, it would have destroyed Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our Averis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us to task for the purpose of our eventual benefit, for the purpose of our eventual Chayim Bertzayim, for the purpose of our growth, for the purpose of our happiness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at our Averis for the purpose of being vindictive, or for the purpose of punishing. That's not a purpose. That's a way. It's a means. It's not the eventual goal. That moment was the moment of din. That moment was the moment that Bilam was going to say Kalein. Usruas melech boy. The word Kalein is there. So in that pasuk it says lehibit oven biyakov. No, Hashem's not looking. If looking at Klal Yisrael's Averis means the destruction of Klal Yisrael, that's not why I look at Klal Yisrael's Averis. I look for their benefit. I look because I want them to do tshuva, because I want them to grow from their mistakes, because I want them to grow in their amunah when there are difficult times. That's why I give them hard times. That's why I punish them. That's why there's din by Klal Yisrael. You want kalein? No, lehibit oven biyakov. The leira amal biyisrael. Her tzaddik writes, Shayesh nefashes kol Yisrael humi mekar hachayim. The root of the neshama of all yidden is from the source of life, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The davar zeh, and this yisoid, nizgala l'rishayna bebir gomer, was first revealed with full clarity al yidei Bilam, through Bilam. Shekol parshasai, the whole parsha of Bilam, who al inyan maila zushal Yisrael, is on the inyan of this maila of Klal Yisrael, she'afilu yagdilu chatoim zu al zu, even if they'll do one aveir on top of the other, ein avas Hashem yizborach nitekes mehem kemaloi nima. The love of Hashem doesn't become separated from them, even the width of a hair. Klal Yisrael does averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish. It does not, the punishing, the din, the einish, never interferes with the ava of Hashem to Klal Yisrael, because the whole purpose of the einish is to bring about the ultimate mimakar hachayim, chayim bersayimai, to bring about the ultimate tov. So when Yidden do averus and Hashem punishes, it's because he loves Yidden. It's because he cares about Yidden. It's because he wants there to be that ultimate Olam Haba, that ultimate Schar, that ultimate Simcha. It's because Hashem sees that Averis are dangerous for us and he keeps us away. Because sometimes Hashem sees that difficulties are healthy for us in a way that we can't understand. That's why it is. That's why there's difficulty in the world. There's never, Bilam taught us, there's never difficulty by Klal Yisrael because Hashem just gets angry and he punishes. No. The punishing is always for a reason. With this, we can answer the Chachmas Manoyach's Kashem. In the back of the Sefer Brachos is a Hagoyas called Chachmas Manoyach. And he answers the Kashem, and he gives a Teret, but according to what we're saying, he answered also. He says, the Pasuk doesn't make sense. How could you say Kael Zayim B'chol Yoyim? Kael, which is one of the names of Hashem, is a name of Chesed. Because it's one of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. It says, Hashem Hashem, Kael Racham V'chana. So how do you say the Midas HaChesed gets angry every day? No, but according to what we're saying, that's the whole point. Hashem's anger just comes because of His Chesed. It's just another hand of His Chesed. We just don't recognize that sometimes. But it's Kael Zayin B'chol Yoyim. It's the Rachamon. It's Hashem's Rachamon that makes Him look at us sometimes with din or to punish us sometimes. Because He wants our ultimate Toiv, not because the din stands on its own. I was in Yerushalayim a couple of years ago. I was by Yisuda Saidov, who was a Talmud Chacham there, who had had a stroke. He was overseas and he was running a kayol there overseas. He was very busy. And he was a young man and he had a stroke. And it took many, many months of recuperation. He never recovered completely, but he recovered 95%. And it was an amazing thing. He didn't forget his learning. He was able to walk and talk and run his family. And I learned a lot from him. So I went to his Suda Saida. He made a Suda thanking Hashem that he got better. And he spoke by the Suda Saida. And he said, he got up and he was very blunt. He said, why am I thanking Hashem? Because he made me better. He's also the one who made me sick. He could have just left me alone. Didn't have to make me sick, didn't have to make me better. He said, the mashal is to a caterpillar. A caterpillar crawls on the ground, and he's just a small caterpillar, he crawls. But then, at some point in his growth, he gets trapped in a cocoon. He's trapped in a cocoon, and he basically dies there. He can't move, he doesn't crawl around, he doesn't see the world, he doesn't climb up trees anymore, he's trapped in a little tiny prison called a cocoon. But after that stage is over, he's a beautiful butterfly, and he learns to fly. He said, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in a cocoon, a prison, a difficulty, a hardship. Because ultimately, we don't go back to being the same old caterpillar anymore. Then afterwards, we turn into a butterfly. Afterwards, we're a beautiful butterfly and we can fly. That's what he was saying. But the point, the same point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is for the purpose of the ultimate Chayim Beretzayimai. That's the purpose of it. It's not an end to itself. So Dafka, where the Melech, where the Kalim is, Bilam's Kalim, Dafka there is like Hibit Oven Diyaka Relei Ro Amo B'Yisrael. Hashem's not looking at our Averus because he's a vindictive, angry Hashem. It's Dafka because he's an Av Rachamim, because he's a caring father. I think B'Klal and B'Prat, there's a lot to learn from this. Heading into Shiva Sabbatamos, we're heading into the 3 weeks and the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av, the saddest time of the year, and we get this feeling sometimes, we get this, because of sometimes our lack of clarity, we get this feeling almost like Hashem is out to get us. It's just that Hashem is just in an angry mood. Now, it's the 3 weeks, Hashem's like in an angry mood. Be careful. You know, it's a dangerous, scary time. And it's a very sad time. But it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gives us Sukkot and Chanukah. And it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's Chayim Beretzayim. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, he brought Tzaris on Klal Yisrael. And he brought Avelus on Klal Yisrael. It's part of Hashem's love. Like you find that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when the Beis HaMikdash was in flames, they say that the two Kruvim, which when Klal Yisrael aren't listening to Hashem, they face away from each other, they came in and they saw that they were Me'urim Zeb Ozeh, they were hugging each other, they were in an embrace. At the time of Hashem's greatest punishment, the Beis HaMikdash was burning down, the two Kruvim that represent Hashem and Klal Yisrael were hugging each other. Hashem sometimes demonstrates His love by bringing punishment. is people out there. There are people that have a problem that when things go too well for too long, they start getting nervous. They don't like this. It makes them nervous. Why are things going so well? If they have a problem, if there's something going on, if things are difficult, then they feel a little comfortable. They don't feel like they owe anything. But when things are going too perfectly for too long, and many people have told this to me, they start getting nervous. They're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Okay, when is it going to stop? Things are just going too well. When are the good things going to end? You know, a kid is playing with his father and he's having a great time, and his father took him out, let's say, to ride his bike, and they're running around and they're having a great time. And the kid thinks to himself, you know, yesterday my father hit me. I ran into the street, my father hit me. Now he's just being too nice. When is the next hit around the corner? It's ridiculous. The father hits you, he shouldn't get killed running into the street. So the father hit him. But the ikker feeling of the father is the love, is the friendship, is the caring. That's the ikker feeling. It would be distorted for the son to think, oh, he's just setting me up for the next time he's going to slap me. No, the slap is just so that he should be healthy and be able to enjoy his life and be able to have a hatzlachadika life. The real midah is the midah of love. We look at Hashem sometimes like that son. Sometimes Hashem hits us. Sometimes Hashem patches us. But then when things are good, we say, okay, when's the next patch coming? No, this is the real midah of Hashem. Ki ahevcha, like we said in the Bible, ki ahevcha Hashem alakev. Hashem loves us. When things are going well, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's not a time to start getting nervous. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the natural type that Hashem wants to do good for us. That's the way, that's things in their natural state that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us Tov. When there are difficulties, that's the Yitzim in HaKlal. Too many people think about when things are, you know, I have this myself sometimes, that things are just sometimes going so beautifully that you think like, okay, you start getting nervous. When's the other shoe going to drop? That's not the right mountain. They say, Rabbi Miller says all the time on his tapes, that a person should say, I don't know if everyone agrees with this, but he has this suggestion that the person should say every day out loud, when nobody's listening, I love you, Hashem. That's what Rabbi Miller holds. The person should say, I love you, Hashem. They say that in Rabbi Miller's kitchen, there were big signs up, I love you, Hashem. Okay, I don't think everyone agrees with that mahalach, but that was his mahalach. I thought when I heard about this, that I had a different idea. I think it would be healthy for us in today's day and age if once a day to ourselves we would say, you love me, Hashem. If we would say, you love me, Hashem. If we would tell ourselves once a day, Hashem loves me. Hashem cares for me. Hashem wants my time. Hashem's not out to get me. We walk around with this like scary feeling, these Gaiusha images of like this angry Hashem. And I think sometimes it can be more effective instead of saying, I love you, Hashem, to say, you love me, Hashem. To announce our understanding that Hashem loves me. Memela will feel, Hashem loves me so much. I have to love him back. I have to reciprocate. But where it starts is to realize, Hashem loves me. That's the point. Hashem loves me. Hashem Eloikov Imai. Hashem is God. There are Averus. There's Oven, there's Amal, there are Averus. But Lehidit Oven, the Yaakov, Leirah, Amal, the Yisrael. Hashem Eloikov Imai. Hashem is with him. Usruas Melech Vay is the friendship of the king. The king is the Dayan. It's a funny thing. The English should say, Usruas Aviv Imai. The friendship of his father. It's the friendship of the king. Even the Dayan, even the strong king, the strict king, it's all friendship. It's through us, Melech Vay. You love me, Hashem.
Sunday, still going? Sunday morning, June 22nd? The 22nd? 26th? 29th? 28th? After 27th, my sunshine Sunday morning shiur, you love me, Hashem.